Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
I think we all remember what happened when Ronald Reagan was elected into office, and he actually went through adjusting the tax rates for Americans. So Americans were paying less tax, and the overall economy grew dramatically and made up all of the tax cut difference and then some. We were able to pay down the long-term national debt during Ronald Reagan's term. We were able to pay more tax. We had to cut spending as a government, but we were also cut the individual income taxpayers' taxes. Now, I'm a father with five children, and my kids have gone to private school, and my kids have gone to public school, and my kids are in college, and my kids are in high school now. So, you know, I have a good job, and I make a decent income. But in the last 4 years, I've seen a tremendous increase in the cost of my living, in large part due to healthcare costs. My healthcare insurance has doubled over the last 3.5 years. So I see where if I could cut the amount I'm having to pay in tax, that would be such a shot in the arm and allow me to cut debt, also invest in my economy, invest in the business of what I do in real estate. I think you'd see an upturn in the real estate market across the country. I think you'd see, you know, not just in the 15 major cities of our country. I think there would be a lot of benefit in doing that. Now, the cost of doing that means you're not bringing in the same amount of income. So you can't spend the same amount on social programs. How you feel about that is, you know, up to you as an individual. Going back to Trump's immigration policies, they would see a clear break from the current administration's drive to remove the threat of deportation and enable illegal immigrants to obtain work permits. So they clearly, people are here either legally or not here, and that's where Trump is going to draw the line, as opposed to providing opportunity for people who come here illegally to stay here. Trump's trade proposal would also be a major departure from the status quo. He has threatened not only to remove support for the TPP, but also to tear up existing trade agreements like the North American Free Trade Agreement. He would also impose large tariffs in the range of 35% to 45% on Mexico and China, two of the biggest trading partners with the United States. So those tariffs would be very, very significant, which would raise the cost to us of the goods that are being imported into America that are coming from China and coming from Mexico. So, you know, I went to Target and I bought a mirror for my daughter when I was in Massachusetts, and I walked into Target and she needed a mirror to hang off of her door. And this is a 6-foot by 1-foot wide mirror with a nice frame on it and a hook on it, and it's already $8. $8. And I looked at it and I thought, this does not seem right. Because there's a store here in America that is selling a mirror which undoubtedly would cost more than $8 to make. And these folks are selling it for $8, so they're still making a profit. You know, maybe it's $2 a mirror or $1 a mirror, but they're still, and that, you know, you think about it, someone had to collect the silica, somebody had to collect the glass, the backing, the wood, put the pieces together, glue it, then ship it, and you had to pay for the person to do that, and then ship it and deliver it, unpack it and put it out there, and then someone stands at the register to pay, you know, to receive your payment. It's like, it doesn't make sense, right? And I think we all have experienced this wonderful benefit of the free trade agreement of having lots and lots of cheap stuff come into our country. The downside is that the American businessman who manufactures cannot compete. And as a result, it's put a lot of our factories and a lot of our businesses out of work. And, you know, there's free trade isn't free. Let's put it that way, right? And what that means is we're becoming a global economy where people in China can do this much cheaper because of the way their economy is set up, and we have an open door. Sure, bring it all in. And what Donald Trump is saying is, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to put tariffs, which is going to mean, again, that mirror is going to go up quite a bit, and there are going to be other people making that mirror, and maybe even in our country who could compete with that mirror. So that's you know, the impact on you and I and our spending dollar, our ability to spend money is going to be real, but that is the cost of bringing jobs back into our country. So we have to, at some point as a country, make the decision, are we willing to be committed to our own country's growth, or do we want to just enjoy this luxury all the time, luxury of cheap stuff? The Republican candidate really hasn't clearly specified his federal spending proposal, so we don't know what Donald Trump is going to do quite yet. And maybe at the point that you hear this show, maybe he will have really determined that. What he has said is that he would increase military spending and target the elimination of fraud and waste in government programs. Now, I'm skeptical because of the times we've heard about that said by so many other candidates in the past. We're going to eliminate fraud. We're going to eliminate fraud. I will say I like the fact that I got a guy who's speaking, who's a business guy, who has eliminated fraud and waste because he's run businesses and knows how to do it. And I don't get the impression that it's been anything other than lip service by other candidates who are career politicians. So my hope would be, if he is elected, that he would in fact do that. On the regulatory front, Trump's proposal calls for the repeal of existing federal legislation on the health insurance industry. In addition, he would seek to relax, if not eliminate, current regulations for segments of the energy industry and finance. Essentially, he's creating more of a laissez-faire, hands-off economic environment for business within our country, while raising taxes for the things that are coming in from other countries. Bottom line, if the economy's number one problem is low growth, Trump's plan would provide a big boost through big, broad tax cuts. The potential gains from lower taxes could be offset by a rise in prices because of the tariffs that are added on to these foreign goods, but it all depends on what people choose to spend their money on, right? If you choose to buy goods from countries where the tariffs are high, then you're going to pay more for those items. If you choose to buy them from other places, like right here in America, you won't have those tariffs. Americans can compete once again in the global economy for the American dollar. Any attempt to raise the cost of imported goods would raise the cost of doing business. This is true. And that would put pressure on operating profit margins and could hurt economic growth prospects in the process. Wealth inequality, this is considered one of the main problems facing the U.S. economy today. And where I think that the author of the article that I read feels that this would not provide a lot of help to that, I would tend to disagree. Because I think that if you raise taxes on the upper brackets and you have the average American making more money, bringing more money into their own home because they're paying less in tax, they're going to be able to enjoy the quality of their life. Yes, they won't be able to buy that $8 mirror at Target. It's true. But we make plenty of goods in America, and we'll see those goods sold in America. We'll see those goods sold. We'll see our economy grow. What plan can we afford? So at the end of the day, we have a $19 trillion debt, with more budget deficits projected as far as the eye can see. Taking on more debt to finance growth would seem prohibitive and costly. Right now, we've got 10-year rates of 1.6%. That's what it costs us to carry the debt. I don't recommend that we borrow more money so that we can continue to spend more money. What I recommend is that we see job growth so that we can pay tax and pay our debt down over the long term. I'll be right back with my closing thoughts.